We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back. It's Marks and Reese, Stump the Millennial. Just for the record, Jack, you have been 0 for the last, I don't know how many.
Well, actually, no,
you've been getting them right, but you're still embarrassing yourself in the process.
Well, the last one was bad, though, the Bobby Brown.
Was that the last one?
Yeah.
And then the week before, I think you lost two.
That was also embarrassing.
Yeah, you didn't know who Jazzy Jeff was. Last week,
really
Bobby Brown was married to Tina Turner. Not when he used to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's a millennial, like.
Yeah.
So we're playing for today a pair of Megadeth and Lamb of God with special guest Trivium and In Flames. Taking place Thursday, June 18th at the BB&T Pavilion.
Ike will be all over this.
Ticket presale will take place on Thursday, February 13th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. with password radio at Ticketmaster.com. The real prize is you get to go to the show with Jack Fritz. He will accompany you there to the show.
How about that?
All right, no, that's not the real prize.
No,
that's not the real prize. You get the tickets. They're fine tickets.
I'm getting ready to say you committed to going to this concert.
No, he did not. Evan from Westchester is participating in Stump the Millennial. Hi, Evan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Evan, I'm going to ask Jack a question. You're going to decide whether or not he gets it correct. If you're right, you win the tickets. If you're wrong, we'll give him out on the prize line a little bit later on. Make sense? We all good?
Sounds good. Yep.
All right, Evan, hang on a second. Jack, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Today's Arsenio Hall's birthday. Guess how old he is, Ike? This is not the question, by the way.
Oh, I was going to say 50s?
65.
Arsenio Hall is 65?
Holy crap. Right?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, 1955.
Oh, man, I had no idea he was that old. And he looks great for 65.
All natural, too. All natural. Anyway, so this will be one of my favorite moments of his show was when he had a presidential candidate on his show that played the saxophone. Who was the presidential candidate? And I'll give you a hint, Jack.
Oh.
He later became president. So Arsenio Hall, I'm not going to give you the year because that'll definitely give it away.
Yeah.
But a presidential candidate who went on to win the election played the saxophone live on the show.
And I remember I was watching.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was too. And I believe this was a big part of him.
Oh, I know doubt about
him becoming president.
Yes.
Jack?
Let's go.
Think about it. Arsenio Hall, do you know when the show was on?
No.
Well, that would be an issue. All right, so it came back. We're not talking about that run.
Well, you got to ask Evan, right?
What's that? Yeah, no. Yeah, so Evan? Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Evan, does he get it right, yes or no?
I think this one's too easy. I think he'll guess this one. Yeah, he's getting it right.
All right, Evan says getting it right. Jack?
Seems way too calm.
All right.
Means you'll screw it up.
You've been given a chance. I'm watching him in there. He's not cheating. He's not looking on his phone. He is not. Jack Fritz, who was the presidential candidate that went on the Arsenio Hall show and played the saxophone?
Arsenio Hall. Wasn't he big in it was 80s, 90s, right? 80s, 90s-ish, I would say.
Are you phoning a friend?
No. I'm talking through my head.
Phoning a friend.
Was it Bill Clinton?
Was it Bill Clinton?
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Ike, was it Bill Clinton?
Yes, it was.
It was Bill Clinton. Evan, you win.
Oh!
Congratulations. Hang on a second, Evan. You win Stump the Millennial. Yes.
Bill Clinton, the first black president. Holla at your boy, Bill.
Yeah, so he goes on and just like Googling it real fast. He didn't have a lot of money. Like, no one knew about Bill Clinton early in this election.
I didn't know who the hell he was.
So it was a couple weeks before the convention. He goes on, and he didn't look like a president that I had ever seen because I was used to George W. and Ronald Reagan, guys that were old as hell.
Yes, I'm like,
Bill Clinton's this cool
saxophone? Yeah,
guy in his 40s playing the saxophone.
On Arsenio Hall? Yeah, he's not going to be the president.
And sure as hell, he
was.
For 8 years he was.
I know, and look at me. I'm going to speak for all the black people. But I do believe him being on Arsenio Hall certainly helped at least the young voters, because that's what we watched, Arsenio Hall.
It's the first time I really knew. Right? I was like, wow, he's cool.
And I wasn't into politics.
And he was going on MTV, and he was doing a lot of stuff with the younger people. Yeah. And it's one of the reasons why he certainly became one of the candidates that people were looking at least. Mm-hmm. He played the sax. He played Heartbreak Hotel and God Bless the Child. Man. There you go. All right, there you go. Good job, Jack.
I didn't remember what he played.
Me neither. Did he have sunglasses on,
yes,
too?
Yes, he had sunglasses, yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now here. I can't turn it around, but Arsenio has.
I can still visualize it, yeah.
You got to see what Arsenio is wearing, because it's so dated.
Oh, his suit.
Yeah, he's wearing the green suit with the shoulder pads, and he's got the one earring, and he's kind of got the soul glow going on.
Oh, no, that was. You got the Eddie Murphy look going. That's the 80s.
He looks like Eddie Murphy.
The shoulder pads and the jacket, yes.
Him and Eddie were buddies for sure. No doubt about it. All right, back to the phones. We have, let's go to Harvey. West Philadelphia. Harvey, how are you?
It's Two-Face Harvey Dent.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Harvey?
Hey, I'm just calling to my opinion on this is I think I'm with the other caller who called in, you know, as far as talking about basketball instead of what they're talking about, but that's okay. I think that if Embiid and Simmons play the same way they've been playing consistently, the same way they played last game, and Robinson and Burks, you know, are incorporated pretty good, we have a pretty good chance. My other point is, I never thought that we were going to. I didn't really think that we were going to do anything as far as this year's championship. But I hope we do. But I really wasn't looking forward to it, because most of the time teams don't win with their stars in the third year or something like that. I don't think. But I think the next piece we need is playing in Seton Hall. His name is Miles Powell. That's all I
got to
say.
Yeah, I saw him on thanks, Harvey. Appreciate it. I saw him on I was watching the Nova Seton Hall game, mm-hmm. surprisingly, on Saturday afternoon, because the XFL had bored me out at that point. I flipped over.
It's a good game, tough game for Nova.
Yep.
Lost that one.
But to what the caller was saying, you want to talk about basketball. That's mm-hmm. fine. Tell that to Joel Embiid.
Right.
If you want to talk about what's going on the court, tell that to Joel Embiid. We're following his lead.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. There's no way that this was going to be avoided going into the All-Star break. It's a big story. Obviously, it's a big story outside of Philadelphia. And relax, folks. It'll die down. But you can thank the big fella for it still being
He controls all of it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Thank him for it being a story today. Now, here's the thing. We don't have a Sixers game for 8 days. The only way we're going to continue to talk about this is if Embiid continues to talk about this.
Is there any doubt that he's going to say something? I don't have any doubt he's going to say something. Yeah. It just may be over the weekend
Billy King brought it up. He said, listen, you're going to the All-Star weekend. There's national media there. There are going to be people that are looking for stories.
There's going to be plenty of opportunity to keep talking.
Yes, and then it's going to depend on Joel.
He loves the talk.
Right.
He loves the attention. The Mad Mike hang up. Mad Mike was on the line. I guess he was getting Jack, because if you listen to the clip, it actually, there were people that were thinking it was the host, it was Giglio that was saying it, or were saying, are you going to fire that guy?
Mm-hmm.
They were saying you should fire that guy for saying that.
Yeah. Fire Joe G?
What would you, they thought it was him.
Well, he has said a lot more ridiculous things than what Mad Mike said there. That didn't get him fired. He should have been fired for saying he'd take Jared Goff in front of Carson Wentz. That didn't get him fired.
No, but Mad Mike sounded.
Get rid of that guy.
Did Mad Mike sound like a knuckle dragger in the. In the cut.
No, I mean,
it's over the top.
Well, what was unfortunate was, because they just put out the tweet with, what was said, called Embiid, fat or whatever, fat and lazy.
He's going over the top.
And then people thought that was just Joe saying that without actually listening to the clip.
Right.
Which is disappointing.
But it wasn't, so he's not going anywhere. In fact, he's coming up at 6 o'clock, Ike.
Hey!
Coming up next, the Marks and Reese text line. What do people think about all this? You're going to find out coming up next.
And by the way, speaking of the Arsenio Hall saxophone thing, Howard chimes in. He texted the text line, and he said that Bill Clinton signed his saxophone. Howard saxophone.
You still name dropping?
Even
he's a big
still name dropping
all the time.
Let me ask you a question. Howard's not coming up at 6 o'clock. We know the radio.com app. I love it. Right. I listen to it all the time. Man, Howard, why go drink a Rum Runner or something? How are you listening to us? You're in Clearwater,
hanging on our every word.
That's why he's the king, man.
Yeah,
listen, he stays locked in.
Right. Howard Erskine,
go have a Rum
Runner. What's he gonna do? Listen to Clearwater Radio?
No, we tried that last year. It was terrible. It was terrible.
What do you think they're talking about?
The Tampa Bay Lightning?
Not this, that's for sure. All right, text line coming up next. You won't believe what people are saying today. That's next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Let's talk about Dr. Glapp for a second. I actually had somebody from inside the office today that now that we're all housed in the same six stations together, and she came up and she said, I heard you talk about Dr. Glatt. She's like, do you mind if I look? And I'm like, no, come up and look. And then she's asking me about the procedure and, you know, like what was just kind of the ins and outs, because it was almost like she was fascinated by, like, so you really had this done? I'm like, yeah, 8 years ago I had it done, and the results really are amazing. And she said, wow, you would never know that you had the procedure done. And Brian Cole, our promotions director, was there, and he's like, yeah, he's like, you should, you know, I've seen it in, you know, a lot of different, but you just, I mean, you get your hair back. Right, that's what you do. A lot of people ask me, like, what is the procedure? It's a simple medical procedure where you get your hair back. There's no, you know, like, miracle cure of a pill or sprays or foams. I mean, this is Dr. Glatt and his hair team, most experience, most success in Philadelphia. So if you're losing your hair, I would tell you that the best way to get it back, if that's something that you really want to do, is through Dr. Glatt. Don't go through all these other things of a shampoo that's going to grow your hair back. It's not. This does work. Dr. Glatt, call his office today, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or see my before and after pictures and the entire procedure explained to you at drglatt.com, drglat.com. All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Text line in a second. Kevin in Newcastle, Delaware. Is this my buddy Kevin?
Yo, what's up, Johnny Marks? Hey, look.
My man. Oh, man. Kevin, call right back, and we'll. I'll put you right up. Tony, Delaware. Tony. Antonio.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there. Hold on a second.
He's yelling from down the hall.
Tony.
Yo.
What's up, brother?
How's it going, guys? I want to talk about the heartless Philadelphia 76ers. That's who this team is today. I am so frustrated with this team that it's incredible. Mm-hmm. Even the process teams have more heart than this team. I mean, think about it. Would Dr. J have scored 0 points? Could you imagine Wilt, Michael Jordan scoring 0 points? No. That's the king of the heartless Sixers, Joel Embiid. And then we got Horford scoring 0 points. They are kings on the road, but they're kings at home, but they're wimps on the road. This team is unwatchable to me. That's just how I feel.
On the road, they're unwatchable. As a matter of fact, I kind of have a little bit of a rule that I won't watch when they're on the road.
Or you're not racing home to see them.
Yes, I'm definitely not racing home to see them on the road. I watched the Milwaukee game on the road because it was a good team. But some of these games, like, I knew not to watch Atlanta.
Miami.
Well, we damn sure knew that was going to be a loss, that Miami game. The day after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, awful.
Yeah, that was a guaranteed loss.
It's much like with random players that come on our teams that don't earn the name yet on the Marks and Reese show. The Sixers haven't earned our watching on the road.
No, they haven't. Not on the road. Nope. Because I know I'm just going to be angry. And Twitter is, you know, Sixers Twitter. I don't know. The Sixers Twitter is very territorial, right?
Oh, I am not a friend of Sixers Twitter. That's for sure. And I don't need to search my name to know that. Just the collateral damage that I see, like, I'm not even looking for it. I'm like, wow, that dude does not like me at all. Let's do the Marks and Reese text line.
I get the stick to football.
Oh, is that what you get? Oh, you're the stick to, you get the stick to football.
Yes.
Yeah, I get the a stick up somewhere. That's for sure. Let's go to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino with Delaware Park. Watch and wager on pro basketball, college basketball, and hockey at the Casino with Delaware Park. Sportsbook online, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Text line.
Text line.
I am sick and tired of hearing about the $1 million baby. Please find something else to talk about. Larry and Delco.
Tomorrow we'll have something else to talk about that's yes. not Joel Embiid. So, yeah, we promise you that.
Unless
he talks again, which is – or he tweets or he Instagrams or he likes something that's put out there, which is – you know what? We'll be probably talking about Joel Embiid tomorrow. Hopefully not.
It's Joe D. The Pillsbury Joe Boy is in reference to Joe D's nasty groin. Nick and Ben Salem.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Joe DeCamera thing.
I didn't know if he was because we were talking about Embiid being soft.
Yeah.
But, so here's the thing. Joe, I don't know the exact details of the Joe DeCamera bet that he had, but it was something that he would have had to have a certain amount of hits down in spring training.
Six hits, yeah.
And he didn't come close to it?
No.
And
nope.
And the repercussions of losing the bet were getting his leg shaved or waxed?
Waxed.
On air.
Yeah.
So he refuses to do it because he said he didn't have enough at-bats to qualify for the bet.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a trial on the show next week?
Yes. By the way, you were brought up by a caller that called into their show and talked about how honorable you were as a man, that you honored what you said about the Nick Foles tattoo
right.
on your back.
I was dumb. I actually was.
That's what Joe said in response.
Yeah, he's right. I'm an idiot. He's right, but like.
But you still were honorable. You did it.
The way that I'm wired is I made a bet on the air. I can't make a bet on the air and not go through with it. We're talking about him having his legs waxed.
Waxed.
So what?
Yes, they wanted me to cut off my pinky toe.
I was
not honoring that.
No, and yeah, I mean, that was tongue in cheek when you said that, right?
Well, I said I'd give my pinky toe for a Super Bowl ring.
And everybody knew you weren't serious. I was dumb enough to put Nick Foles on half my back. So, I mean, that's more of a me problem than anybody else problem.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, Joe, just wax your friggin' legs, all right? And I'm going to be listening to the trial next week, and I don't think the jury's going to be out very long on what to do with you.
I got a write-in vote.
Exactly.
The hammer is a tool. That is true.
Love Ike's true football stories. You're our Charlie Murphy. JB from Newark.
I saw a lot of that as well. And every time we do it, people will say, like, we need that more often. Here's the thing. You can't slot every week you get, like, stories.
No.
It needs to be natural.
And that's how they are. They're organic. They just come to me.
Right. And that's why when you started talking about it, I'm like, all right, we're scheduled for a break right here, but I'm going to continue this segment, and we're going to switch things around because when it happens naturally like it did, they're awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, there you go.
The almost real fight between Jeremiah and myself.
Yeah, it was great.
Make it stop. I'd rather listen to cuts from Jack's overnight show than listen to another minute of Joel Embiid's reality show, Brenton Erie.
I do want it to stop.
It's a shot at Jack's overnight show, man.
That was a fine program.
Well, I mean, it was a backhanded shot at it. I didn't hear any of it, Jack, and I don't – I, you know what, though? I guarantee you this. Coming up on Sunday from 1 to 6.
We'll be locked in.
Rob Cherry and Jack Fritz.
Ooh-wee.
The old man, the millennial.
The odd couple. It's amazing.
Dear Commander Marks, it is me, Captain Rue of the 909 Fulstance Division. I write you from the battlefield. I have received word of a new enemy approaching. An older enemy that most likely wears white New Balances is attacking the 21st Giant of the 76th Airborne Bombers. We are holding the position for now. In Fulz we trust, Commander Rue.
Well, thank you. It's nice to know that I have people out there that have my back.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Who the hell is attacking in those white New Balances? Angelo?
Does he wear New Balances?
Yes. He's the only person at this station that would be,
Well, white New Balances.
Yes.
Spike has a couple of pairs of New Balances
that
are
very
stylish.
But he has, like, the track shoes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he wears them well.
No. Angelo wears the orthopedic shoes, the kind that look like Steph Curry's original Steph Curry shoe.
Yeah, he does. Well, I mean, I think he's comfortable in this, you know, this part of his life. That's what he wears, Ike.
Soft walkers.
Is that what they're
like nursing shoes?
They're diabetic shoes, they look like.
That's what I have.
They look like diabetes shoes. I'm diabetic. I can say that.
What a fall from grace for Seth Joyner. First, he never won a playoff game here, and now he's getting bodied by Ruben Frank on Twitter? Tough scene. Phil in Collegeville.
Bodied
by Ruben.
It's kind of true. It's an uphill fight. He's saying, listen, he can have Buddy Ryan's back all he wants to,
his back. He's talking about his teams.
Yeah.
That's really what he's doing.
I'll give you that.
Yeah,
but
no, yeah. Don't say I said it.
No, but you're the guy that hates hearing them. By the way, those people are dead. The Buddy Ryan is great. Those people are dead. They've died.
Jack and Delco's living the legacy on, though.
There's a few that are still out there. Jack and Delco believes that, but most of those people are dead. No one believes that anymore. Beginning of Andy Reid, you could get away with getting those people together. Those people are dead.
Buddy's defenses.
Or they just know they can't make that argument anymore. By the way, Ike, your alma mater. Mm-hmm. Hired Mel Tucker.
Mel Tucker.
What do you think?
Love it.
You do?
Love it. Yeah, I love it. Second African-American head coach to ever be hired at Michigan State University as a football head coach. I knew the first guy, Bobby Williams, who they hired in 2000 after he took over for Nick Saban when he left. They removed the interim tag and made him the official head coach, so he was the first guy. He helped bring me to MSU back in 93, and when I left MSU in 98, Mel Tucker was a part of our staff. He was a grad assistant under Nick Saban. Yeah, he was the grad assistant.
I didn't know that.
Under Nick Saban, so I feel a little connection there, having a little experience with both of those guys for this monumental moment for Michigan State University that nobody here really cares about, but the fact that it's only the second African-American head coach in the school's history.
Well, we care about your school.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I'm just saying, but I we got a good guy in there.
Good.
We got a good coach in there.
I thought you were going to think it was a good coach.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Coming up next, Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio. The boss is coming tonight. We got to get out of here. Here's what I promise you. For the next 4 hours, more Joel Embiid conversation. Coming up next, Rights to Ricky Sanchez, Joe and Spike. See ya. Right through the line of blue. Watch the points keep rolling. Our teams are bound to win. We're fighting to the end. Rah, rah, rah. See, the team is weakening. We're going to win this game. Fight, fight. Rah, team, fight. Victory for MSU.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.